Okay, we're at today's daf is daf chof hey, a second perek above the mitziyah, perek ele mitziyot. We're up to the hilik and mishnah on the bottom of chof dalet amud beit. Ve'elu chayav la'achri. So this now is the image, the mirror image of the opening mishnah, which said elu mitziyot shalom, and these are the mitziyot that you're chayav la'achri. So we will take similar cases with the crucial difference that explains why here you would be chayav lahachris, and why there it's areyel shalom. So matzah peirot bekli, or kli kamar shavu. You found peirot inside of a kli, or just a kli, of course. Ma'ot bekis, or kis kamar shavu. In other words, as long as this kli you would have had to return, or this wallet you'd have to return, you also have to return whatever is in it. So if this peirot in a bucket that you can have a siman on the bucket, that the peirot would be returned to, even though the peirot themselves don't particularly have a siman. If you have a wallet that you can identify, and it's got your credit cards in it, then even if you have ma'ot inside without a siman, those ma'ot are also returned. Tzivurei peirot, I'm going to see what that means. What exactly is a gathering of peirot instead of peirot mefuzarim that we had in the other Mishnah? Tzivurei ma'ot, as opposed to ma'ot mefuzarot, as we had in the opening Mishnah, then in those cases, or for that matter, if you have shlosha matbeot ze'al gavzeh, we'll see exactly what that means, what the siman is, because clearly there's always the same issue that we had with the Rav and Rava issue, and the question of whether minyan is a siman, as Rava said, mokum is a siman, as Rava said, and that is a question of intelligent design. I mean, did somebody put it there, or did it just happen to work out that way? So shlosha matbeot ze'al gavzeh, is ever going to question what that particularly means. Krichot b'rishut hayachid. We already saw that same machloket in terms of defining the difference between this Mishnah and the first. Either krichot b'rishut hayachid was because the krichot had a simen, and that was the machloket about simen ha'asui lidareis, so that if you hold it's not the makam that's a simen, but as Rava said, simen ha'asui lidareis, in Rishut HaRabim, simen ha'asui lidareis is not a simen, because people step on it and ruin the simen, and therefore the guy is miyayish. Mashain came here, which is talking about Bereshut HaYachid, there it's not a simen ha'asui lidareis, and it is a question. If you don't hold it as a problem with simen ha'asui lidareis, so then it would not be talking about where the issue is the simen, it's the question whether it's the makam is a simen. And there in Rishut HaRabim, since it's going to get kicked around, the guy knows he can't rely on somebody finding it where he left it. So how's he going to identify it? Mashenken over in Rishut HaYachid, the makam is a simen, and it's not going to get kicked around. So again, it's the same question that we've already addressed. Kikrocho ba'al habayit, which we discussed earlier, the difference between the time of the year, the gabei yayin, so there's sometimes privately private labels. A kikrocho ba'al habayit is always a private label, because it's made in a very unique way. Everybody makes their own challah, and it's recognizably his. Gizei tzemer, we had in the first Mishnah, gizei tzemer, that are coming straight from medinatam, so they weren't yet processed in any way in a fancy store for making clothing or selling clothing, sewing materials. So here, the Mishnah talks about mekuchimi beit ha'oman. Once in the beit ha'oman, they already make it nice, put it in a particular shape or package and so on. So over there, it does have a simen. Kade yayin v'kade shem. And we already explained, kade yayin v'kade shem, it would mean after the time that the otsarot were niftechu yet, so that you have labels that indeed are unique. So then, chayav lachris. So let's take a look at the opening of the Mishnah. The Mishnah clearly is saying that the only reason that you have to be machris, the peirot that are found inside of a bucket, is because they're inside of the bucket. The only reason you have to be machris money is because the coins are inside of your wallet. But, I mean, you could have said a much bigger chiddush, and the reason you're avoiding it, obviously, because it isn't true. But you could have said, you find a bucket that is turned over on its side, and there's peirot. You'd have to be machris. But you didn't say that. In other words, you're not ready to say that just because, gee, it sure looks like the peirot fell out of the bucket, but that's an assumption that you're making. What you have over here is an overturned bucket and peirot. If the bucket has a siman, return the bucket. But that has nothing to do with the peirot. So that you avoided saying. In other words, you're telling me by phrasing it this way that if there was a kli ulefanav peirot or a wallet ulefanav ma'ot, that there would be no chiyuv of akraza, and in fact, harayel shalom. The problem is that, and this, by the way, is supported. It's supported by a bright that says beferish, that this is a correct diuk, tanina la tatana rabbanan. Motza kli lefanav perot. I mean, this basically is a mission that supports following Braita, that if you find a bucket that has perot in front of it, a wallet that has coins in front of it, arei elu shalot. On the other hand, if you have an overturned bucket with some of the apples still remaining in the bucket and the rest now in a dispersion pattern in front of the bucket, well, all right. I mean, then miktzatan bekli umiktzatan agavi karkar, miktzatan bekis umiktzatan agavi karkar chayav lachris. Okay, that's the deal we made. The problem is, v'raminu, matzad avar she'in bo siman, betzad avar she'yesh bo siman, oh my gosh, chayav lachris. So here it says, if you find now a something that does not have a siman next to something that does have a siman, okay, so then you're makris. Suppose the Bala siman comes along and he's natal et shelo, so then zakha hala bedavar she'in bo siman. This other person was zoche in the thing that does not have the siman. And so he takes the wallet. If he says, this is not my money, so then fine. So then the other guy is zoche in the money. But that means that the only time that you could do that is if they are clearly not related because the guy doesn't claim the money. Well, I mean, there's different cases, aren't there? I mean, it doesn't depend what is inside of the bucket. I mean, if you're talking about now a kuva, which is a type of a container that holds the flax, and those are like small seeds. Now, if you have one that you have now an overturned kuva, and you've got all of the flax is in a different pile. No, I mean, there's no way that everything would have, just because it overturned, that everything would have fallen out. Same thing is true. You have a wallet. There's no reason for the ma'ot to all of it have fallen out. Ooh. One second. Let's see. Okay. So if you have, on the other hand, let's say you have a barrel, a bucket, a tzana, and apples, and all of the apples have rolled out, why not? Those are big things. There's no reason why there has to be something left. Rav Papa says you don't even have to say that. I mean, the question over here, it could be gufa whether it rolled out. So hava b'tzana v'peri v'lo kasha. Hadishtayer b'midik, hadilo ishtayer b'midik. The question is, are we talking about a case where something was left or not? Maybe that's the difference between the two cases. Or you know what? You could even say that both the cases are talking about nothing was left inside, and there's still no problem. Lokasha. Doesn't matter which direction the fallen thing is. I mean, if the bucket is in the direction of the apple, so then it makes sense. I mean, the bucket's facing the other direction. So who cares if you have a bucket that has a simen next to something that doesn't have a simen? I mean, there's no reason to think it would come from it. Obviously, something's been manipulated here, or it's two completely different events. There's nothing that shows us that way that the events are related, unless it looks like it's dispersed from the bucket. Or exactly. We're not, I mean, we need to have a proof that we need to worry about it, not that might, maybe, something yet. Or we could say even maybe both cases are talking about that it was Mahadar Api Lagabi Peri. And the only reason that we would say that something should have been left inside, doesn't that matter? Does it depend on the shape of the thing? I mean, there's lots of buckets that have a little lip at the end that turns back in, then something should have been held back. There's other buckets that are curled outwards, and on the contrary, things should have fallen out. So, I mean, it depends. Are the itle ogni litzana? Are the letle ogni litzana? The question is there a lip or not? If there's a lip, something should have been held back. If not, then we can assume that it wouldn't have been held back. And the fact that nothing is in there does not indicate that they're not related. The dispersion pattern indicates that they are related. So, obviously, use your brains. Tzivurei perot v'tzivurei ma'ot. Now, the language tzivurei means more than one. There'd be no reason for us to say more than one unless that's the whole point. That the minion is a simon. Aha, wow. Well, how come nobody brought that as a raya before? Well, shma mina, that minion avi simon. So now you're telling me that clearly minion is a siman. So then we ignore this until now? No. Maybe the correct curse in the Mishnah is tzivur. That doesn't mean tzivurei peirot, that it was. There are more than one. You found something like that. So then what's the siman? So then we'd have a raya that Malkum is a siman. Okay, so then read Tzivurei. And then you can't prove any. The reason nobody proves it from the Mishnah is they can't prove it. Because it's not clear from the Mishnah whether we're talking about the Malkum being the siman, or whether we're talking about the minyan being the siman. So neither Rava nor Rabba could absolutely prove a contention from this Mishnah. They will each learn it kishitatam. Then we have three matbeot zeh gavi zeh, an absolutely classic example of the game playing that the Gemara does with names. Is says Reb Yitzchak Magdala v'hu shasuyin kemigdalim. Since he came from the town of Migdal, obviously he's the guy that's going to point out that the only time you say three coins is if it's shaped like a Migdal. I mean, I don't come from Magdala from Migdal for nothing. So meaning that you'd have a wider coin on the bottom, a medium-sized coin on top of that, and a smaller coin on top of that. Now there already, you know, we're getting into Darwin's black box. I mean, who did that, right? So clearly somebody must have put it there for a reason. The likelihood of a random dispersion like that, I don't know. So that would be already a simon. Tanya Nami Hachi. By the way, there's only one other place in Shas that Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala is even mentioned. So it's always that was a Stam Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav Reuven Margolios has a beautiful book about the way that the Gemara plays games with the names of the people. Always relates. They bring strange names when it's the sugya that he's defining or is famous for. So Tami Amiyachi Batsama Ot Mefuzarot Hare Elu Shalom. But Asuyin Kemigdalim, if they're made, they're piled up like a tower. So then Chayav Lachris, and what do we mean by made like a tower? Elu in Asuyin Kemigdalim. Now, there's clearly a contradiction here, because you can't have in one braita a contrast of mefuzar, which means that they're spread about randomly, and then say, but the other case is where they're absolutely not random. I mean, there's middle stages, right? There's things that are not completely spread out, they're touching each other, they're on top of each other, but they're not properly positioned or whatever. I mean, and you leave that hanging in the middle. So Haguf Akasha, I don't understand how this bright is supposed to be read. You say Matsama Otma Fuzarot, which means they're just randomly spread out. Only then Hare Elo Shalom. Mashma. Habishalche Shalchufi. That if you've got now, they're close enough, the one is on top of the other a little bit, in the edge, and then you say, well, then it obviously was put there. So then Chayav Lachriz, and it didn't just fall. And then you turn around, and you say, Ema Seifa. Asuyin Kemigdalin, if they're perfectly positioned, that in a completely non-random order, so that you have the widest on the bottom, and followed by less, and followed by yet smaller, only then, Chayav Lachris Mashba, but if they are in some kind of other order, even though they're touching each other, and they're obviously not Mefuzarot, so then Hare Elo Shalom. So how do you explain the Braita? Clearly, what the Braita is saying is an explanation of what I mean by Mefuzarot. In other words, Matzamot Mefuzarot. Okay, so then Hare Elo Shalom. And what would be the only thing that I do not call Mefuzar? Clearly structured. Koshen Asiyek Migdalit. Anything less than that is what I'm referring to by saying mefuzarot. That is the point. Thank you. Om Rebbe Chanina, lo shonu, ela shel shlosha milachim. When do we say this? Dafka, if you have coins that were issued by three separate countries, meaning three separate malachim, they're different. One coin has George Washington and one has Abraham Lincoln, and so on. So then you say it's struck. Which of course doesn't make any sense. The Gemara immediately questions, what are you talking about? Echidami. I mean, he does it to Migdalim. If they're not randomly distributed, they're made like a Migdal, who cares whose face is on the coin? So nami. And if they are randomly distributed, then if Fuzarot, then Ainas, so what's the difference if you happen to be a coin collector? I mean, the bottom line is, well, you're proving it fell from one person, from different people. I understand. It's irrelevant. There's no simon. So who cares whether they're Shlosha Melachim, but they're not Shlosha Melachim Namila. Eliyit Mahachi Itmar, the meaning of this, obviously, we took it rather simplistically, that Lo Shana Elosha Melachachat Ke'en Shlosha Melachim. Obviously, even if it's one country's coin or one image, that's not the point. But it's three separate size coins. That's the thing. In other words, what Rabbi Chanina is saying is what Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala said. That there needs to be some structure, geometric structure, that is not only the height, but an actual shape of the Migdal. So it can't be three of the same coins. You would have to have a larger coin on the bottom, a medium-sized coin above that, and then a small coin above that. And what does that mean? Hechidami, dasuyin kimigdalim, meaning the revichatata, you've got the quarter on the bottom, the mitziyah, iluya, you have the nickel on top of that, and then vizut iluya, you have a dime on top of that. But I mean, obviously it doesn't literally need to be shosha malachim. So there you have the zut iluya mitziyah, that there we say that's clearly structured. Amrina nanuchi anichnu, it was certainly put there in that fashion. Avashem melech echad, meaning, that kulo ki'adodin, you know, it doesn't mean literally melech echad. In other words, the same coin, there, apagav deman ki'adodin. So you'll say, well, I mean, what's the chances that it's one on top of the other? No. There's too many chances for that. Harelo shalo, that's because emaret remuyi itrami ba'adiyah darinofa. They may have fallen all together and landed that way. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, ah, oh, come on, I mean, they fell that way. What are the chances that they fell that way? How many different ways do you need to increase the chances over here to make it vadai? That's very structured, that three coins are the same size or one on top of the other. So he argues now with Rabbi Chanina and with Rabbi Yitzchak Magdilah. My machris, what do you announce exactly? Do you announce the minyan? I found X number of coins. Now, obviously, there's no problem in what do you announce. It's easy to figure out what you announce. The point is, as the Ran explains, that an announcement has to attract the loser. I mean, you could always say, I found something, let's play 20 questions. Most people don't have time to play 20 questions. On the other hand, if you tell them too much, then you're not leaving the simon. So what we try to do is we try to get an announcement that is most like what it is that the person lost without exposing the simon. So this, of course, now would be dependent on the question of bakum or minyan and structure. I mean, these are the items. So what would you be machris? I mean, if your machris, I found X number of coins. So then why does it say over here three coins? I mean, so then even two coins. Right? Bishlema, if the idea is that you're saying I found coins, then you say, ah, so the person thinks to himself coins. Well, maybe I should put in a bid on the coins. I mean, look, you know, I'll apply Occam's razors. Two coin. Okay. So, therefore, two doesn't make sense. That would be plus. But if you're going to tell them the coins, so then what's the difference? Ravina, look, the closest you can get over here is simply to say, Tiva, I found coins. That's all. I mean, you can't say more than that. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kishir. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. How about if it's Kishir, Mahu? How about if it's an encircle, like a bracelet? Or if it's in a straight line. I mean, you know, all of these things are random, if you think that putting things up one on top of the other is random, but they're also structured. How about kechatsuva, ma'a kechatsuva, is if you turn a large pitcher upside down, you've got three legs, usually, on it, that are like a triangle. So they're structured like a triangle. Or how about if they're structured like stairs, kesula? You know, you've got most of one coin and the other coin, and you pile it up like a pile of stairway to heaven. So, kesulam mahu. Well, one of them we could for sure answer you for the psak of Reb Nachman. Pshot miyachada. The Amr Reb Nachman, Amr Rabba Baravua, kol she'ilu machniz bakisam b'nehem, v'not lan bevat achat. If you could stick a thin piece of wood, toothpick, and pick up the whole lot, and they won't fall off one of the other, which would be the case of the stairway to heaven, so then that's considered to be a one thing, and Yisrael happens. Well, Rav Ashi, ke'avnei beit kulis. Now, how about if they're structured like a avoda of mercury? Mercury was the name of the travelers of Avodah Zarah. And as we'll see later, what that means is that you've got two on the bottom and one on top. That was the standard. That's the way they would pile the stones came to the Boy Scouts in later years. They no longer bow down to it. They just take out their Boy Scouts book. But, so that's the merkulis. What would be the din? Tashma, the Tanya Matzama Ot Mefuzarot Harei Lo Shalom. But Ka'avne Beit Kulis Chayav La'achris. And what do we mean by Ka'avne Beit Kulis? Elo in Avne Beit Kulis Achat Mikan Ve'achat Mikan Ve'achat Agabehem. Tanu Rabbanan Amotzi Selam. Now again, I must remind you that if you hold that Simanim are not the Oraita, then all of these being non-Simanim Muvakim would be the question of where were the Rabbanan Mitakein to rely sufficiently to be b'chayev yula achris. Clearly, something that could be random is not a good simon in terms of a simon muvah. So we would look at it then as a takona de rabbanan to allow a certain amount of structure within randomness. It's not that the rabbanan are saying that, look, this is like absolute Certainly not absolute. Nobody's going to jump to conclusions that because things look structured, that therefore they are structured. But when it comes to the question of Hashavas Aveina, we have much lower standards because of this Derabanan Takana of what consists of a simon, even though it's a simon lav muvhak. But if you would want to rely on something like Abba Gittin, for instance, you want to be Matar and Isra, where we don't have a takana like that, if you're Otsimanim Alabdi, you're right, the Torah doesn't allow you to rely on very reasonable structure, is insufficient to prove anything. We still recognize that statistics allow for things that appear highly structured, but aren't. So because of that, we can't bring riyas over here to the extent at which we're willing to invest in apparent structure. Tana Rabbanan, Hamotzi Sela B'Shuk. A guy finds in the Shuk a Sela. And a guy comes along and said, oh, yeah, I just lost the Sela here. It's a brand new Sela. It's a Sela Nironit. And it's got this pretty picture of Niron Kesar on it, or it's got Abraham Lincoln on it. And it means absolutely nothing. Lo Amar Kalum, don't give it back. Not only that, even if his name is on it, it doesn't mean anything. Afilu Shumo Katuv Alei Lo Amar Kalum. By definition, there's no simitum of matbea. Because who knows how many hundreds of thousands of people have handled this matbea? What is that supposed to mean? My name is on it. Yeah, that was 3 days ago. Meanwhile, it's changed hands 50 times. But I just wrote my name. Well, maybe you wrote a name on another coin 3 days ago. Maybe that's that coin. I mean, even if you're telling absolutely the truth, I won't give it back to you. There's no reason to think that this is your coin. So Dilma Fuke Afka, you may have given out that coin, and now it fell from somebody else that you bought your brand new shiny refrigerator from. And now our dear president will announce Matsa Acharagapa. You find something that was put up behind a wicker fence, or Acharagader, even behind a regular gader of Avanim. You find Gozlot Mekusharim. You have these birds that have obviously been caught and now they're tied together to prevent them from escaping. Or you find something in a place like a path in a field where it's unlikely that anybody else would come. And that's why the person left it there. Now he's going to return to get it. And it happened to be that you spotted it. This happens very often, actually, right? You spotted it. Don't touch. Razor Loi Gaban. You should not be touching it. Because this is not called an Aveda. This is called Mishtamer. The guy is going to be coming back for it. So you taking it can only cause problems. Matzah Kli B'Ashpa. For that matter, you find that, of course, this we already know that we've discussed it in passing earlier, so we know what it's got to be talking about. You find a Kli in a garbage dump. Imechuseh Lo Yigabo. If it's covered, it means that a guy was going to hiding it there, we're going to come get it. Don't touch it. Imigule, notelo machriz, which makes no sense. It's in the garbage. The garbage are thrown out. We just saw yesterday, Rav Papa, there's other approaches to the Gemara today. Okay, so now, what's the reasoning behind this? Don't touch it. My time is, Abrina Haino Inish Itztaniulahu. People over here clearly had hidden it, wanting to come back. Ishakilu, once you take it, now there's no way they're going to get it back. Because they can identify it. Leave it until the guy comes to get it. So now, of course, we get into the question, as Abba asked, why don't we say the place was a simon, and so all of this we're going to address. But first is the most likely simon, because as we said throughout the Masechta, the way a person ties a knot is usually idiosyncratic. And therefore, why don't we look at the way we said gozalot makusher? Remember, why not look at how the knot was tied? It's not talking about that it was knotted. It's talking about that it was kusharim b'kanfehem, the kuleyama achim akartrilohu. What you do is, if you're a bird catcher, you have time to tie up it. What you do is you twist their wings together and then let them try to figure out how to get it apart. Now, they never get it apart. So there is no knot. The kuleyama achim akartrilohu, that's what everybody does. Okay, but then why isn't the place a simon? Lahave mokam siman. Omer avuk v'barchama, well, because they're hopping about. They're madadin. What? If they're madadin, how do we know that they didn't come from somewhere else? I mean, they even madadin to the mi'amakatu. So then they should be mutter to take, because then you don't have any siman at all. No, you see, this is the point where your proof breaks down. Now You have ikalameima me alma atra. Look, on the one hand, you might think, well, this could have come from anywhere. On the other hand, you do see that there was some attempt made to prevent them from simply flying off because the wings are entangled. So ikalameima inashitsneinu. That creates a situation of suffik hinuach. Rav Abba Bar Zavda gives a rule for suffik hinuach. And he quotes Rav. Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda amar Rav, Ko suffik hinuach lechatchila lo yitol. Don't take something that may belong to somebody else, which you're not going to be able to return because you don't have a siman. Since over here the mokum is not a siman, and since over here the kesher is not a siman, how are you going to return it? Therefore, don't take it in the first place. And im natal, if you did take it, lo yachzir. Now, what does lo yachzir mean? Don't return it to the guy, lo yachzir, because after all, he doesn't have any siman. Or lo yachzir, as Tosfos learns, don't put it back where you got it from. Because the guy, first of all, may have already come, seen it's not there and given up. So now I'll never get it. You took it, and then somebody said, where'd you get that? You tell him, you weren't supposed to take that. Oh, I'll put it back. No, you won't put it back. You won't put it back, first of all, because that's not called putting it back, because now for sure the guy's not going to find it. But there's another problem. The moment that you took it, since it's a suffik inuach, then you become a shomer on it, because you weren't supposed to take it. Because if somebody actually output it, so then you would have to give it back in a way that is shamur. Since obviously where you found it is a shamur, Maraya, you found it there. So how can you put it back in that place? If you're mitchayev et shmirah, then it has to be returned to a makom shamur. So therefore, you're stuck up the creek without a paddle no matter what you do in a case like that. So im natal lo yachzir. Again, it's actually, I mentioned to the machloket about the Rambam shita, when you take something that you no longer can return, that at that point, you know, what you did wrong, you did, but you keep it now. According to Rashi, it's one of those things about yemunech ad sheyavo Eliyahu, because you have a responsibility now to get it back. Okay, now getting to the case that we spoke about yesterday. Motza kli ba'ashpa, mechuseh lo yigabo, meguleh notel u'machriz. So, first of all, v'raminu, motza kli tamun ba'ashpa, notel u'machriz, shekein derech ashpa lifanot. So here it says, if there's something hidden in an ashpa, then you should take it and be machriz. Over here, we just had in the Mishnah, it says don't touch it. If it's a, how do you explain that? It depends whether it's logical to assume that somebody put it there. So, and it gives a reason, by the way, which doesn't make much sense. The reason is because, after all, an ashpa is usually emptied when the garbage collectors come. And then, if you don't take it now, who knows who's going to get it? The Arabs that are taking the garbage. So, therefore, you should take it. All right, so Rav Zvid said, look, we have different classes of things that are hidden. We can have kubi bechasi. You could have now large things. So you might have, in fact, pitchers, cups. I mean, these are large things. Ha besakini vahimnik. So if you've got a knife, a fork, a himnik is a small fork we had in the Gabi Lulav. Those are the kind of things that always disappear from your table because when you clean off the table, in go the teaspoons. Nobody has their teaspoons after a little while because they end up into the garbage. Well, okay. So, I mean, obviously, it depends. If something could have fallen there by accident, so then we understand that, of course, it wasn't meant to be there. On the other hand, if you have big things, so then they were meant to be there. That apparently is the case. Later on, I'm going to ask, then the language doesn't make sense. It says, because the derech is for the garbage to be emptied. What is that supposed to mean? If something was meant to stay there, then the derech is for the garbage to be emptied. It's completely, I mean, it's a non sequitur. So Gemara will ask that. But first of all, we have obvious distinctions. So if it's kuli v'kasi, so then lo yiga. If it's sakini v'himnik, so then no tel v'machris, because you have to assume somebody dumped it by accident when he was cleaning off the table. Rav Papa Amar Havava Kubi Vakasi. Not true. We could be talking about both cases, case of the Braita, case of the Mishnah, talking about large things that were put there and were hidden there, and it's still not a problem. V'lo kasha. Kan ba'ashpa asuyali panot, kan ba'ashpa she'inal asuyali panot. Understand. One is referring to a case where the garbage is empty. The other is referring to a dump that's been here for 20 years. I got news for you. If somebody puts something in a garbage that's meant to be emptied, you don't have to return it to him. It's an aveda midah. But what the guy is throwing out his thing. This is my business. You want to put something in the garbage, so you take responsibility for it. So therefore, if it's asiyalik panot, why am I supposed to take care of it b'chalal? No. It means it's an ashpasha ena asiyalik panot, v'nimlach alea lefanota. As we explained yesterday, Rav Papa's shita is that we understand the Mishnah to be referring to a long-term dump where the person who put it there had every right to put it there thinking that it would be there for the next 20 years. Then they suddenly change the zoning. You're there. You know that it's about to be bulldozed away. And therefore, you're mechuyev to make sure that it's okay. So according to Rav Papa, the words shekein derech ashpa lipanot, I mean, at least makes sense. These kind of things happen, and therefore, you have to take care of it. But according to Rav Zvid, what does shekein derech ashpa lipanot mean? What does that have to do with the question of whether somebody lost a spoon in the garbage? Because it's the derech of the garbage to be removed. That's silly. No. Yeah, you read it wrong. Shekein derech ashpa lifanot lakelim ktanim is what it means. People will often throw out their garbage where they don't mean to throw out the garbage. It doesn't mean that the garbage dump is going to be removed. It means it's often things are taken out with the garbage that don't belong there. Completely different meaning to those words. Ve'elu chayav lachritz. Matza perot bikli okli kamot shahu. Ma'ot bikis okis kamot shahu. Tzvurei perot tzvurei ma'ot urshlosha matbeot ze'agav ize. Krichot brishut hayachim. Ve'kikarot shaba'al abayit. Gizei tzer al kuchin not mi medinatam but mi beit ha'uman. Kade yayin ve'kade shemen. Hare elu chayav lachritz. Time up the matzah perot bekli umamot bekis hakli ulefanav perot kis ulefanav maot hare elo shalom tanin ala de tanar abana matzah kli ulefanav perot kis ulefanav maot hare elo shalom mixatan bekli umixatan agave karka mixatan bekis umixatan agave karka chayav lachris v'amino matzah davar sheim basiman betzah davar sheish basiman chayav lachris. But if the Baal Siman comes and he takes only what's his, so then you can keep it. But otherwise, you have to be machers it together. Rav Papa Amar, Hava Betzanav Apiri. Velokasha Dishtair Bamidi, the Loishtair Bamidi. Or, Ibaitema, Hava the Loishtair Bamidi, Velokasha. Hada Bahadar Ape Legabi Peri, Vada Lomadar Ape Legabi Peri, Vibaitema. Hava ha demadri api lagabi peri velo kasha ha de itla oganim letzana ha de letle oganim letzana tzivurei perot utzivurei maot shema mina minyan avi simen. No, not necessarily. Maybe it needs tzivur perot. Okay, shema mina mokam avi simen. No, not necessarily. It needs tzivurei perot. Shlosham et beyot zeh agavi zeh om rav yitzchak magdila vusha asiyin kibigdalin tani ameachi matzah maot befuzarot arayelo shalom. Asuyin kemigdalim, chayavim lachriz. What do we mean by asuyin kemigdalim? Shlosha matbein ze agavise. I'll go for cash. Amrit matzah maot befuzarot arayelo shalom. Mash badadim, if they're touching each other, that's enough. B'shalcha b'shachufa yishchayav lachriz. On the other hand, name a seifa. If they're not asuyin kemigdalim, so then only asuyin kemigdalim chayav lachriz. But b'shalcha b'shachufa arayelo shalom. No, that's the point. The Tana is calling anything that's in Asiyin Kibigdalin Mefuzarot. Amr Bechanina. Lo Shana El Shoshah Melachim. We say Shalosha Mad Beyot. It has to be Shoshah Melachim. Abisho Melach Hadim Chayav Lahagris. Echidami. Ida Asiyin Kibigdalin. What's the difference? Fish Melach Hadam. Melach Hadam. Videda Asiyin Kibigdalin. Afilo Shoshah Melachim Namilo. Ela Yitmarach Yitmar. Lo Shana Elash Shal Even Melach Hadam. As long as it's Kain Shlosha Melachim, meaning it's different sizes. And then Zute Eluya Metzia. Over there, Amrina Nenucha Nechinu. Ava Shal Melach Echad, meaning that it's Kulo Ki Adadi Ninu. Ava Gav Deman Chi Adadi Arela Shalom. Why? Ema Tabuya Itrami Ubede Adadi Nafal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilo Shal Melach Echad, Nami Machriz. My machriz, minyan, samari tlata. If you train nam, you're telling him the number. So who cares? Omer avina tiva machriz. So that you have to tell him not only the minyan, tell him the shape. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, Kishirmao, Kishuramao, Kasuvamao, Kesulamao. Well, at least showed me a chada. The Omer of Nachon Omer Bababavua, if you could slide under it, a kisa, and note of Bavadachat, Chayav Lakris, Boy, Ravashi. Ka'avnei Beit Kulis, Mao. Tashma, Titania, Motsam, Osbefu, Zarot, Rero Shalom, but Ka'avnei Beit Kulis, Chayav Lakris, Ve'elo in Ka'avnei Beit Kulis, אחד מכאן ואחד מכאן, ואחד אגבי, אין תודה רבה למוציא סלע בשוק, ומצאו חברו ואמר לו, שלי, חדשה היא, נירוניתי, שהמלך פלוני, לא אמר כלום, ולא עוד אפילו שמו כתוב עליו לא אמר כלום, לפי שאין סימן למטבע, דיומר דיומר הפוקי, אף כל מיני שחרינה נפל. מצא אחר הגפה, אחר הגדר, גוזלות מקושרים, או בשבילי שבשדות, הרי זה לא ייגע בן, בת, מצא כלי בהשפעה. אם מחוסה לא ייגע בו, ואם מגולה נוטה לו מחריז, מה הייתה אם מדברים על הנה שצנוי יצנה, והיא שוקל הולט למראה סימונה בגביו, הלכך לשווקינו, עדת עם מראה ושקלו. ומה, להביא קשר סימוני, סימונה? אומר רבא ברזב, אומר רב, במקושרים בחנפיהם, because כולו יום הנעמי, אחי מקרתי לו, להביא מוקם סימן, if you hold that, Omer Vuk Barachama Bimedadin, even Medadin, how do you know that could have come from anywhere? Mi'alma Atu Mutari, well, because Ikalmeimu Mi'alma Atu Vikalmeimu Nishatzni, Havelei Safek Inuach, V'yomer Baba Barzav, Domer Rab, Kol Safek Inuach, L'chatchila Lo Yito, V'im Natan Lo Yakzir, Matzakli Be'ashpo Bechuse Lo Yigabo, Migule Notelo Machriz, V'raminu Matzakli Tamun Be'ashpa, No, tell him Achri she came there. Hashpali panot. Omer is we lo kash habekuvi vekasi habesakini vehimnik. Bekuvi vekasi which are large lo yiga. Besakini vehimnik which might have just been dumped into the garbage by accident. No, tell him Achri. Rav Papa Omer hav habekuvi vekasi lo kash kan bashpas suyali panot kan bashpashin suyali panot hashpas suyali panot. It's an aveda midati. What I mean, sometimes.